there it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, check it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. From y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world. Go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it. My favorite music, yeah, is a mic on.
With you, your logic does not get you.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, the Monday edition. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Like I said, on the Monday edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And of course, you know, 4:16 p.m. sometimes, I'm going to jump right in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can chime in there. And of course, you know, you can always chime in on the text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. 422-4796. All right. And don't forget taking my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me coming up in short order. Of course, you know it is Labor Week. And of course, we definitely going to have our show today from the BF Bahamas Financial Services Union, BFSU. Now, of course, you know we have Ms. Teresa Mortimer. We're going to be talking the importance of women in the labor movement over the years. And some other interesting topics as well. So we'll have a good conversation coming up on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with Ms. Teresa Mortimer in short order as we recognize Labor Week here in the Bahamas. But that's coming up. But like I said, we got to jump right on in. The phone lines are open. You know how to chime in. You know how to text in. We're also on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. And you can take us wherever you go, streaming-wise, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. So let's jump on in right out of the gate because while party passes, you know, I want to make your mind right. I want the mind to be flowing. So leave the work stress at work. Enjoy the school run. I'm trying to make it fun and enjoyable for you and let you chime in. We got a caller already. How can you chime in already and you don't even know my trivia question yet? All right. I guess psychic caller number one. Who's this? Welcome to Talking Heads, Guardian Radio.
What's going on?
What's going on, JJ?
I'm fine. Back here. You listen to one show today?
I cannot tell you a word of lie.
Man, Juan had a good show.
I miss Juan. I was bathing dogs today.
Well, I bathe my dogs on every 2 weeks on Sunday, man. I got them on the beach with me.
Well, I used to do it on Monday, all right? Sorry, I didn't do it on Sunday like you did.
Juan's show was excellent, but trust me, I've seen it for years and years. Everybody want a government pay their mortgage, pay everything. Everybody want a government job. Government's supposed to make it easy so people can go inside their own business. Naughty, for example, I've been working for myself all 40 years. Sometimes, I remember one time ago, I had 20 people employed. I said, Jesus Christ, I can't do this. Paying national insurance, paying my thing and everything, and the government puts it in for me.
What you want in there for you, JJ?
Well, look here. Ease up of the what? I'm a small business man. That's trying to get myself. And that's why next year I stop working. I dye my talent in my head. I teach the boys no more. That's it. I tell my boys today, I teach all that, make some jumps. I'm multi-talented. Teach them how to farm, backyard farm, and they can eat. Country's a rich country, but everybody keep laying back. Some people say they never work and never will. They got national insurance and social services. That's why no, they're taking early retirement. Next year, I stop.
And you're just going to kick it under the tree and drink Orleans and enjoy it?
No. I told my mother child it. I got to work in the Bahamas. I could go in the U.S., Canada.
And
make money, save my money.
All right.
And it'll be more brilliant you in again. Since everybody keeps depending on the government for every decent damn thing. You can't run a country like this, man.
There you go. I mean, there is a lot of dependency. I will say that. I mean...
Man, we got to cut this out.
I think
civil service will not cry for money. Where the money come from, say, all the people.
I think we need
to... We got five government generals living. They need chauffeur. Where is money coming from? No, ask me that question. Where is money coming from?
Your guess is as good as mine. At some point, you gotta figure out where it's coming from. Either taxation or so on and so forth. I mean, where is it going to come from? It got to pay back at some point.
But I ain't got the money to pay, so I'll hit the social service line myself. Thanks. I'm trying to save my brother.
All right, JJ, be safe, man. Always good to hear from you. All right, let's get your trivia question out. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian kids, all right, 12 and under. 33% said they will never, ever, ever eat this at all. Okay, now I'll make it easy for you because I know that's broad. It is in the vegetable variety. It comes from the garden. It may not be a vegetable, but it's garden. You know, you can grow it. You can eat it. You've seen it on salads. You've seen it in foods. And these kids swear. 33% out of 100 Bahamian kids, 50 boys, 50 girls, all 12 and under. 33% said they will never, ever eat this, period. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. I gave you a hint. You got between 9 the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to chime in. And you know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can chime in on the text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Remember, you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there. It's the Mike and Mike Show, headliner Mike Paramore, feature comedian Mike Head, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1. 2-for-1 on all locals. Doors open at 8. Showtime is 9, Tuesday through Sunday, over there at the beautiful Atlantis. All right? That's where we're located, between the Carl and the Beach Tower. All right? And take advantage of the 2-for-1. Definitely a great show. All right? And all you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you are good to go for the show. All right, let's slide on in and check out the headlines or your headliners. Who or what is making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And Fine Threads reminds you they have new arrivals in stock right now. Brand new selection of suits, Tazio, Azzurro, Studio Ferreira, Diamante, Mazzari, with all the accessories to match. Your ties, your bow ties, your cufflinks, your tie tacks, shoes, socks, belts, pocket pieces, suspenders, all of that and more waiting on you at your favorite Fine Thread location. Check them out online, finethreads.com. As a matter of fact, you can do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations, Top of Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Be sure to check them out. All right, let's check out the headlines. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian today? And let's have a closer look, because we got lots to look at. And Mr. Producer, where my text line, man? Boy, you falling down on the job, you know. Anyhow, let's check out the headlines. Like I said, all brought to you by Fine Threads. Policy breaches in salary payouts. This is the big headline. Story by Candia Dames. Audit finds lack of final approval in payments to finance officers. An internal audit commissioned by the financial secretary into the salary scales of finance and accounting officers found breaches of public service commission's regulations. The Treasury Department paid out to a list of officers sums which were in their estimation due without public service commission review and approval and without authorized Ministry of Public Service letters of promotion reclassification for salary increase on orders by the Governor General. According to the audit conducted by Kevin Archer, CPA, director in the Ministry of Finance Internal Audit Department. Minister of State for the Public Service, Pia Glover-Roe, drew the condemnation of members of the Bahamas Public Service Union last Tuesday when she said some finance officers made unauthorized adjustments to their salaries, resulting in an overpayment of more than $4 million. How convenient. I have a great guest that might be able to help me with that in short order by the end of the show. So you might have to have a gander at that. What else is making headlines? Government's travel budget jumps by $4.1 million. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. The government has budgeted an additional $4.1 million in travel expenses in the upcoming fiscal year. travel increases, which includes tolls for both domestic, and international travel, and subsistence have been budgeted in nearly every ministry and department. In total, the government has budgeted $14.8 million on travel and subsistence in the upcoming fiscal year, compared to $10.6 million budgeted for the fiscal year, which ends in June of this month, of this year, June 30th. So basically, for the first 9 months of the 2021-2022, July 2021 to March 2022, the government has spent $6.7 million on travel. So, and there's the breakdown, so you can have a look. Let me know what you think of all this. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
You got an answer for me?
Yes, this is Broccoli.
No, not Broccoli. You got to look at the percentage now, okay? You know kids hate broccoli, so you know that the percentage is probably going to be higher than 33%. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now you got to think of a something from the garden that is a little less palatable, but they don't like. But you know,
okay,
little less of them. You know.
Okay.
All right. Think about it. Call me back.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Let's check it out. Not tomatoes. Not cucumbers. Not avocado. Listen, you can't say kids won't eat avocado because my 11-year-old is kill avocado. He loves guacamole. What are you talking about? No, it's not onion, not broccoli. Brussels sprouts, good answer, but that's not it. Not okra. Come on now. Bitter melon. You all got some good answers, you know. You ought to be growing all of this in your yard. AI but you, beets is on my list, but that's not the answer we're looking for. Not peanuts, not spinach, not cabbage. Not onions. Boy, I can let y'all keep chiming in. All right? I can let y'all keep chiming in. So, let me know what you think about the headliners. Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. That's two that's just jumping out right there. Let me know your take on the situation with the policy breaches and the salary payouts in the Ministry of Finance. Let me know on the travel budget, you know, what you think of this administration's travel budget. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Is the answer care?
No, not care. That is a good answer. But again, like I told the previous caller, probably those kind of things will take a higher percentage because a lot more kids don't want to try them. So we'll be looking for something that, you know, some may want to try and some may 33% didn't want to try, if you know what I mean. Because kale is a great answer, but I think there's more than 33% of kids that don't try kale. So let's keep it moving as we slide out of the headlines, you know. What's making who on what is making headlines in the 242 brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John reminds you that in addition to your fast fashions, your new arrivals, your footwear, your workwear, they also have, and all the accessories, they also now have small home appliances and cookware. So be sure to check them out on that on both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, good day.
What's going on, brother? No, not garlic. Good answer, but that's not it. Think about it and call me back. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Beats.
No, not Beats. We already addressed that on the text lines, man. Yeah, the Beats people, that was up there, but that's not it. I think more than 33% of kids don't want to try Beats. I think that's like a 99.9 percentile right there. Beats suck. I hate them. Let's slide into the buzz. I'll tell you what the buzz is right now. And I can go off script a little bit because last Friday's column in The Guardian, I addressed folks who like to shame people out on Carnival. And I also addressed the denied oxygen in the womb, inconsiderate, no manners, no broadopsy individuals who like to take parking spaces, i.e. handicapped parking spaces. And so now what I'm going to do, because my late aunt was a double amputee, Lord bless her dead, and there were many days where she would be irate over that same situation, I'm now going to take it on to myself. So every day when you're out there, if you see people violating the handicapped parking, you take a picture of the car, take a picture of the license, and get it to me right here at Guardian Radio. I will take care of the rest. Since they, you know, people like to shame people for having a good time and doing good things, but I can shame people for doing fool. So you send me the handicapped parkers that violate the handicapped parking spaces wherever they are. Make sure they don't have a decal on the car. As long as you know 100% that they're not a handicapped driver or a disabled driver, take them spots, take them pictures of those people, those crass individuals that take the spots. Take the pictures, get the license plate number to me. License plate number is key, because I could put them out on Front Strip. Oh, yeah, you think I'm planning? Okay, let's start off with, let me have a gander here. Yes, we'll have a gander to Carmichael, the remote, on Friday, right after I wrote the column, right after I talked about it on air. We have the driver of a Honda, of a blue Honda Inspire, license plate number AJ4654. Well, I guess the AJ stands for actual jackaninny, because you took up a handicapped parking space and your number is AJ4654. So when you see the driver of the blue Honda Inspire V6, license plate AJ4654, tell them, stay your inconsiderate bungie out of the handicap parking. That's for actual disabled people. But wait, there's more. Yes, not to be outdone. Cable Beach, Commonwealth Bank, Front Strip, front of the door, handicap parking, white Honda. What is it with you Honda owners? You think you are special because you are in a Honda? White Honda owner, Civic, all right? Civic, license number, AU. That should be for AU, serious, but parking in the handicap parking. AU2240. So if you see a white Honda Civic, AU2240, tell them the same thing. Get your inconsiderate bungie out of the handicap parking space. They belong to disabled drivers. So you see how this works? Every day, you send it, I'll get it out there, and the person who sends me the most, then I can start rewarding you. I can start taking care of you. I can make sure you get lunch or dinner from Naughty Johnny's, or Joker's Wild Party Passes, or Dunkin' Donuts Breakfast, or KFC Specials, or the Burger King Hookup, or the Tropical Gyro. You see where I'm going with this? So please, send them to me. All right, that is my mission. I can start dealing with these inconsiderate jabronis who monopolize parking spaces for no good god darn reason. It almost made me say something in my Joker's Wild territory. Boy, look here, all of y'all chiming in great. Y'all got some great answers, but none of them are right. Really good. All right, let's take it to the break. Our first break right here. Guardian Radio Talking Heads. Real quick, before we go to the break, let me get this caller in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Jeff. What's going on with you, my brother?
Right here, man. Very interesting conversation today regarding these handicapped sports.
Yeah, man.
You know, it is so sad. I think our biggest thing that we all can agree on is we have all the laws necessary in the books. We don't have to pass any more laws in this country. Our major problem is enforcement. That is the biggest thing. And, you know, taking photographs of these persons in their cars, I've seen police officers parked in handicapped spots. I've seen members of parliament park in handicapped spots. I've seen big grown women park in handicapped spots. The guy's not too much. Except for a few of these younger crew who need to be taught a lesson. But taking the photographs is one thing. I wonder if there is some type of stipend that can be placed, that can be put in the public domain, whereas persons actually would go around and snap these photographs, submit them, and get a stipend for doing so, especially if the car does not bear a decal or have a decal hanging over the rearview mirror in the car. I think that is the only way we're going to kind of get this matter sorted out. But lastly, I'll close on this one. I've actually been to a eatery no longer than last week, and the security officer allowed persons there's nothing wrong with them. They allowed them to park in the handicap spot. And me being in the security business, I asked them, I said, my brother, this is a handicapped spot. you allowing these people to park inside the handicap and there, and there's nothing wrong with them. Oh, well, you know, the rain is about to come down, this, that, that. I said, no, man, you shouldn't allow that because you're encouraging the nonsense. So we need now to help our people who really need these folks, and let's do our civic duty, photograph them, and let's find the agency responsible and submit these names so these people can be fined. In the United States, that's a $500 ticket, you know.
There you go. Maybe you want to brag about being in the real world. Let's get into the real world.
Yes, it's a $500 ticket, and we're not serious. So, you know, let's see where it goes, but continue the great work, Naughty.
Appreciate you, man.
The information. We need to educate our people, and let's get serious about it.
And thanks for chiming in with your good contributions as always, Jeff. Greatly appreciate it. Next caller, real quick. We got to make it quick. We got to get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. How you doing?
What's going on, my brother?
Great. This is the gentleman from Bahamas Roadmasters. I just want to remind the public, you know, we are sponsoring the REACH program.
Okay.
This year. And so it's on the 3rd midnight.
But listen, why don't you do me a favor? Call me back in 5 o'clock when I'm talking sports full, and we'll get it on. We'll have a good conversation and get all the information out.
Okay.
And then I could get you on here before the end of the week, before it happened, and we could talk about it in depth some more, too.
Okay, good.
All right? And you still keep beating the road bad, man. Your roadmasters impress me wherever y'all go. Keep up the good work. I like to watch y'all run. Y'all run so much, y'all just run for me and don't even know it. Anyway, let's go to the break right now, right here, Guardian Radio Talking Heads. And we got a winner, too, from Turks and Caicos Island chiming in at 421. With mushrooms, 6 minutes before my caller who chimed in with the last four digits of 9852 chimed in on the text line. You've chimed in at 427 with that answer. Turks and Caicos listening, man. All right, streaming us, man. Big up the Turks, man. Big up the Beverly and Turks, man. She's the winner. Mushrooms was the correct answer. Beverly, send me information. Obviously, you got to send somebody here in New Providence to pick up the prize for you. But it's all good. That is our winner. We'll take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll continue with our... You know, KFC, Global Woman, was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, and I'll take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break right after that. So keep it right where you got it. Miss Mortimer's coming up. We're talking, you know, labor and women and the contributions and the importance of women in the labor movement back in the day to where we are now and into the future. So that's all coming up right here, Guardian Radio Talking Heads, right after the break. Don't touch it.
Wow, 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 wow! KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy wow good.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm. After the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today at 302-2300 or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Time to get up into the Global Woman. That's a wrap right there on the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. And, of course, let's get up into the Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, the drive-thru, open till midnight, Monday through Sunday. All right? So you can get your KFC on right up until midnight. All right, they're opening and frying until midnight, and now you have more time to satisfy those late night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week. Last call to get fueled by fried chicken is midnight. KFC Nassau, it's always finger licking good. Don't forget that great Crazy Tuesday special that they got going on for you as well, each and every Tuesday. All right, you get those, you know, solid deals. Crazy Tuesday, wow! Be sure to take advantage of that, and don't forget the original recipe chicken sandwiches and spicy chicken sandwiches, they are off the chain. Why trust a chicken sandwich to a burger joint? Trust it to the Colonel. He knows about chicken. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, let's check out the Global Woman. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And KFC Nassau are doing it open until midnight. Don't forget, all right? All the drive-thrus open until midnight. So that's definitely a good look. So let's jump on in and have a look. Where do we start? Because not too many things popping off, because as you know, it is Memorial Day in the States. Wax figures of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will rejoin the ones of the royal family next month as part of the Queen's Jubilee celebration at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London. Kevin Spacey is being charged with sexually assaulting three men in the UK. Kevin Spacey, what's going on with you, man? Andy Fletcher, a founding member of Depeche Mode, he passed away. He was 60. Also, very saddened to hear this, you know, over the weekend, and if you missed it, and definitely it hit home, Goodfellas star Ray Liotta died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic. He was shooting the film Dangerous Waters. He leaves behind a daughter, Carson, and was engaged to be married to J.C. Nitolo. He was 67. Jeff Bridges says he came close to dying after getting COVID while being treated for cancer last year. Tim Burton's Addams Family spinoff series is coming to Netflix this fall. Solid. I like that. Yes, man, that's good for me. Justin Timberlake is selling his song catalog in a deal valued at just above $100 million. And finally, Kim Kardashian has become the chief taste consultant for Beyond Meat, a plant-based meat substitute. Well, if there's anything, anybody who should know what meat tastes like or should taste like is Kim Kardashian. Because I hear she's been a fan of meat all these years. So it's a no-brainer right there. One goes hand in hand with the other. All right, let's check out the time. That's a wrap right there on your Global Woman. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, let me answer this one real quick, and then we'll get into our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Good afternoon, Naughty. How can Wayne Monroe defend his PLP colleague, Joe Beth Davis, when the commissioner of police is still investigating the incident? Mr. Monroe is prejudicing this case by trying to dictate the narrative before the investigation is complete. Hashtag jokey leaders. We all have experienced Mr. Monroe, brilliant defense counsel. It's kind of hard for him, I think, to come out of that defense mode. That's like Dennis Rodman. He was known for being a defender, not a scorer on the court. So, therefore, i.e., he would always be defensive-minded, rebound first, play defense, pass the ball, rather than score, because that's what he did. That's what he's most comfortable at. So I think sometimes Mr. Monroe has to realize what hat he's wearing and take off the Minister of National Security hat when he's got on the defense attorney hat and so on and so forth, because you can't have one hamper the other. But obviously, let's break it down in full Bahamianese, though. Whatever government was in. FNM or PRB. Somebody was calling somebody. Somebody was calling somebody. That's, do you know who I am? That's time immemorial. That ain't changed. So at the end of the day, somebody can call somebody because we like to run all buck up go. But I maintain what I said in the beginning. Whether she reached out to him or not, he reached out for her, he's defending her and prejudicing. The incident should have never happened in the first place. Somebody in that capacity should not have got into it with a, and I'm not saying this in no disrespect, but obviously, you know, the ranks. If you're holding an MP ranking and you're going up against a member of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, protocol dictates that you should, you know, be more diplomatic, understand your position, and understand the ramifications that could come out of a quick reaction. And whether there was contact or so on and so forth, the incident, the viral videos that have been circulating, the minutiae that has been created from it, it's unnecessary. Don't need it. Because at the end of the day, the incident shouldn't happen. We shouldn't have to go through whether he was hit or whether she bumped him, whether he was rude, whether she was flippant or entitled. Because if you don't have an incident like this, we don't have to go through that. That's right. And that's the kind of stuff that distracts us from making this country run. We get caught up on the soap opera instead of on the actual factual. And that's where we drop the ball every time. All right, let's keep it moving. Taking my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me today. And you know, I got to remind you people, it is all about Dunkin'. It's all about those coconut refreshers. If you haven't indulged and enjoyed one of them, you need to try one, all right? Find your tropical state of mind with Dunkin's coconut refreshers. Enjoy the creamy taste of coconut milk and a burst of fruit flavor. Available in pink strawberry, golden peach, and purple pomegranate. You know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. And joining me for my coffee break today and having a candid conversation with me, I'm glad she's in studio because obviously it's Labor Week and we need to talk about labor and primarily the importance of women in the labor movement, past, present, and future. I have Miss Teresa Mortimer from the BFSU in Texas. Just calm down. We're talking women and the importance of women in the labor movement. But I know how y'all go. So save them out of text. Y'all want to send me for right toward the end, all right? Because I know y'all got about 4 million questions for me. So good to see you and welcome to Talking Heads. Glad to see you, Miss Mortimer, and taking a Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. But I think the most important thing that we do need to talk about is the importance of women in the labor movement over the years. Because we see unions and we see the movement, but a lot of times you don't see how many women were really involved in the back rooms and agitating and, mm-hmm. And going through the motions and yep. doing the cookouts and mm-hmm. staying up late. And so let us know
writing,
some of that.
And writing this, the press release and everything.
And all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. We do it all.
So how long have you been involved with labor and in the labor movement?
I've been involved in the trade union movement since 2001.
Woo! Logged some miles there, man. That's 20 trips around the sun doing this.
Yes. At that time, I was employed at the then Barclays Bank PLC.
Okay.
And the word came into the Caribbean that Barclays Bank PLC wanted out. And it was such a coincidence that all of our Caribbean counterparts, that would be Barbados, Antigua, and Barbuda, Trinidad, Grenada, St. Lucia, everybody had a union except the Barclays workers in the Bahamas. And so we decided at the time that it was time that we join the fold and get unionized so that we can have representation that speaks with one voice and not everybody shouting. And that's definitely what the union is all about. We represent all. So you don't get to pick off one. So
right.
Our Caribbean counterparts cared enough that they reached out to the Bahamas and said, listen, y'all need to be unionized because we need you at the table. So what happens to us will happen to you.
Right. So since that happened and transpired over mm-hmm. the 20 years, have you seen the changes? Have you seen improvements in the sector?
In the sector itself, there has been a lot of changes. With the problem is whether or not the changes have come down to the employees, and they've come down to the employees when it comes to dismissal, because the world is changing. We're really becoming a digitized world now, and so everything is digital, and even what isn't digital is online. So very rare now we have persons walking into the bank and getting service. It's like you walk in the Scotia Bank and they you actually get turned around. They said the ATM is outside. Use the ATM.
Listen, I get all of the digitization and all of that. I like that. Man, it's percolating. Oh, it's supposed to percolate. And it's a
it's
good
okay.
thing. It's solid.
Yeah.
You know what my pet peeve is?
When but
I still, no, I can still live with that. Because, you know, ish just happened. I, you know, what I got, my pet peeve, I need to be able to call a number. I want to talk to a human being. I don't hear no machine or no automation. I need to talk to a human.
That is definitely out the window. That is definitely.
But why?
But the phones are there. It's just that we don't answer the phone. Because, you know, it's so much work on the desk.
You're hard to answer your phone.
It's hard to answer
so
your phone.
So it's easier for the digitization
to take a message in. It's easier for me to listen up later on. And then it's sad, but we pick through what is more important to return right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah,
understand
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
every call is important.
Well,
every call needs to be returned.
I need you to find somebody. You got 5,000 coming out of school every year. Find
yeah.
two who could answer the phone and like to take information.
Naughty, I said that way back, probably about 10 years ago. But people coming out of school every day, you don't need BJCs or BGCSEs
I
to answer the phone.
In Bermuda or Barbados at 12 in the night trying to get my banking straight.
No. And unfortunately, you can, that's where you can speak to people in Barbados and Trinidad to get, and Jamaica to get your banking straight because or that's where the head office go. So I often say the Bahamas, we make the money.
But we specially we make the money.
But we don't spend the money.
Well, let's start spending it on somebody who could answer the phone. Let's start.
And that's a good place to start. That's a very good place to start. You know, we have the workers who will tell you, I can answer the phone, but it's up to the company to hire. We actually had phone operators before they let them all go, you know.
I got a text to chime in right now. Good afternoon, Naughty. Not only do I want to talk to a human being, but I need to speak with a behemoth. Sometimes them people from far don't know what I'm going through.
But, you know, I said to someone the other day, your business don't leave this country unless it gets authorization from central bank to leave.
Right.
Which means it has been authorized to leave. It's outside the country. So who do we blame for that?
I totally get where you're coming from. Yeah, I know you got to blame.
Yeah. You know, but the thing about it is we represent the employees within the financial service
And as
sector.
Far as the employees go, have you seen improvements in benefits over the years for them?
CIBC First Caribbean, I've seen it because I work on it. They're unionized. And because they're unionized, we get to sit to the table. Just this morning, I signed a new agreement with CIBC First Caribbean Bank.
Okay.
So I know what I'm doing.
I don't get everything I want, but I
can tell you it's a
good deal for Bahamians.
It's a good deal for Bahamians.
That's all I care about.
And that's what I care about.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gardner. What's going on?
What's going on, Big Gardner? We could talk Celtics in 5 o'clock, all right?
I know I want to talk some what you call it, binding or whatever.
Yeah,
union. That's what I want to talk.
Go right ahead, my brother. Phone
yeah,
is
man,
open.
You know,
my guest is listening.
You know, I ain't about licking no boots and then, you know.
Unless they're Boston said the green boots.
No. But anyway, man, I got a beef with these unions. The unions in the Bahamas, you know, specifically, man. All of these unions are middle-class unions, you know, the high middle-class unions and the public service unions, who most of them are the middle-class. You know, there's no union for the poor, you know. All the workers, all the store workers, the shop workers, the you know, the restaurant workers, you know, the fast food restaurants, the security officers, the construction workers, there's no union. There's no representation. Come to these people, the poor, we are the second-class citizens of this land. That's what you call modern-day citizens, second-class citizens. You know, when are we going to get some representation? You see, and whatever the union gets, it's on the backs of the poor people. You see, what you know, they are the unions in this country are the government because it's them who they create these budgets for. It's them who they represent. You know, both governments, you know, all of our governments pass. You see, now what would you guess want to say about that? You know, I put it up.
Trust me, you picked the right one.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the way it is.
The start with the unions are the members of the union. The union is not the executive. The union are the members. Okay, the executive simply stand in place to make sure that they speak with the voice that the members want. Okay?
So what I'm saying is, right, what I'm saying is the members, this union consists of the middle class. What happened to the poor people? You know, when we talk about the union in this country, you know, this country is the workers in this country is ununionized. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, they are ununionized. The unions in the Bahamas, they the house slaves unions. You see, they the house slaves unions. They're not advocating for a livable wage for the private sector, for every behavior, for the worker, from the masses of the workforce in this country.
So you feel there should be more for all Bahamians and sundry. The umbrella should be bigger,
right,
and the blanket should be broader.
Right. It's the stumble. Every time they go and fight for something, you know, it's the poor people that suffer.
All
the
right.
Poor ununionized workers that suffer. You know, and this must stop.
Let me say this. I can answer in China, all right? Thanks for your call. I appreciate your contributions as always, man.
It's every worker constitutional right to join a union of their choice. So there's no such thing as a poor worker. If you're a worker and you belong to an employer, then you have the right to join a union. Now, there are unions, like in the financial sector, I can definitely speak. There's the financial sector union, like I said, we've been in place from 2001. How many workers in the financial sector are members of the Bahamas Financial Services Union?
That's the great question, because a lot of people... I'll just put it to you like this. I noticed it with the Bahamas Musician and Entertainers Union, being a comedian.
Yep.
A lot of people just beat up their gums, but then I ask them, you paying your dues? You
no.
Not the union?
No.
Exactly,
and that's what the caller need to understand. We don't force persons to join the union. The union is free for all. It's your constitutional right. We don't beat you to the table.
Right.
You come freely to the table. And if you, like I said, in the financial services sector, we've been around from 2001.
What is it causing the disconnect that a lot of employees don't want to join
unions? Fair. If I join the union, how are you going to protect my job? In Barclays Bank, when we formed the Bahamas Financial Services Union, the fair was everyone didn't come. We got 50+1% of the employees to come.
And that's
and because they came, then we got a union.
Right.
Now we have more involved in it. We still don't have 100% representation in CIBC First Caribbean.
So
I would say
there's still trepidation on staff members' behalf.
Yeah, because people come up and tell you, I don't want to join the union because I don't want them to pick me off. I'm getting ready for a manager to tell me I'm getting ready to promote you, and if you want this promotion, you better not go into the union. Or I don't want to join the union because it's my religious belief. They don't believe that I should be in the union. It's like election day. I don't want to vote. But then after election day, I will have something to say. But you didn't vote. So what do you have to say?
There you go.
You see, our problem as Bahamians is we sit back and we complain a lot. But what are we willing to do to get out there and help the situation?
All right, but we're going to pick up the conversation right after the news, because obviously we're going to get to the news now. I got a couple of texts I'm going to deal with. But we'll be back to wrap up with Ms. Mortimer on the flip side of the news, because we got to, you know, talk about the importance of women in the labor movement, but not only that, the importance of people maximizing the opportunities that being in a union can provide for you.
Exactly.
All right? So, Naughty, can you please tell me why coconut trees planted at the curve of the Eastern Road Beach and Yamacraw Road, where people go park and relax on Saturday or Sunday in their vehicles? Someone or people are trying to squeeze the Bahamian citizens into the center of Nassau. No beach, no property, etc. And that makes no idea. Look, if you wanted to plant trees, I could understand. But why coconut trees? Because if you plant everyday trees there that don't have fruit that drop like coconuts, you can still park your car under there and enjoy it.
Yep.
Coconut trees, you're looking at risking damage. So I got to look at that, man. I'll give a drive by there and take some pictures and have a look, Texter. I appreciate it. Naughty, on Friday last week, I was in the bank parking at the Marathon Mall. A female in the Jeep parked next to me, which was a disabled parking. A minute later, she came out and walked into the bank looking quite healthier than me. I saw two mall police and told them about it. They looked at me as if to say, mind your own business. The female said, if we see them parking, we will tell them about it. And they went in the opposite direction. Okay, so do me a favor. Take a picture of the police at the mall at Marathon 2, mm-hmm. who ain't making these people move out the handicap parking. I need their picture too. And then I will call my good friend, Inspector Thompson, at Road Traffic, and we'll go from there. Because
mm-hmm.
Inspector Thompson is a stand-up dude, good guy. And yeah, Inspector Thompson, I got to call you, man. We need to deal with these denied oxygen and warm handicap parkers. Anyway, let me get one more text in and then we'll go to the break. I think, Naughty, The caller was asking about the minimum wage workers. So we'll pick that up on the flip side of the break. Good question. Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll take the break right now, right here on Talking Heads. We'll be right back after the news. We'll continue the conversation with Ms. Mortimer. And then, of course, we'll get up into the sports. We've got a great conversation coming up as well. We got some special guests. Earl Pearl will be chiming in. Peter will be chiming in. And we'll be talking bodybuilding as well. So keep it right where you got it. It's all coming up on the flip side of the news right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's take this caller, and then we'll get some text in and wrap up with Ms. Mortimer right here on our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Somebody called by, but I'd like to get a union woman in there. You see, and she makes some good sense. See, but I got to ask a couple of hard questions.
All right,
the
JJ.
The central bank is supposed to protect the Vietnamese people. Now, John Wool will be my cousin. See, I want to believe when they fire the people from top, you know. Because one example, Mom, I just deal with the World Bank. And one, all of a sudden, they send something, they can't take out 20 or 15, 20 or 30 or 50 or 100. I think that's wrong. John Wool, he's supposed to be the man in charge to make sure these the Canadian banks stop taking advantage of us. I like back to leave the country, them British people. These people don't like the Vietnamese people. I can remember a couple of years ago, Nori, if you can remember, when the white man from Canada come and talk bad with everybody in financial services, call them dumb and stupid. They say many people like me and you who do construction, do junk, and do things.
And don't talk to dog me because I lit him up on Twitter, so don't tell me nothing. I did my do on Twitter.
Ah, people here. Nori, if I had a room, I'd knock him right out. trying to knock him out. See, we can't allow no fun. See, we got so much weak leaders in our country.
What if he tried blow back at you, JJ?
Oh, look here, I can fight. All my life, I can fight. I can handle myself.
He's a baby.
I can handle myself. See, Bahami people, the Canadians don't love us. Now, another example. Look at how sound they treat our people. Fire anybody and one bring them back inside the war. That's wrong. And one Ocean Club. You don't do that. That's why I go to the breezes. But they just write letters in the papers and do things to try to help the country. And our people, many people did lawyers, they grew up lawyers, and they start beating them, Nori.
Hey, but hold on, JJ. If I'm mistaken, don't breezes don't allow unions?
Breezes don't allow unions.
I know when I used to work, they didn't allow unions.
They still don't.
So why are you bigging them up and they ain't got no union in place? I mean, they do a lot in the community. Don't get me wrong. Big up to my breezes family. Don't get me wrong.
And
the sad thing is, it's only
in the Bahamas they don't allow it. In Antigua and Jamaica where they are, unions are there.
After 20-some years, I can't ask the question, though. Why haven't they become unionized?
But it's because our government signed an agreement that says they won't allow the union in.
Yes, they weak. Our government weak.
So guess what? You can't beat up breezes. They got to deal the benefit of them.
Exactly.
You got to beat up the government who allowed that to happen, mm-hmm. whichever administration that was.
Who look out for Bahamians?
I agree with what I'm saying. The weak leaders, the Moses, who we get with all of them, since the last time around, 2020, all the people who were 75-80,
all right, JJ, thanks for chiming in. But no, like I said, let me just clarify this for the record. I mean, Breezes does a lot of, you know, community and corporate-minded stuff. I'm not knocking them in the least, you know, and I support all their endeavors. And I know the owners from that time. We've been married and kept a great friendship. However, I would like to ask from my Bahamian brothers and sisters, why at this point have we not become unionized, or at least entertain the conversation down there? Let's go to the phone lines again real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, they are Bahamian unionized.
Okay, thanks for chiming in. And obviously, they don't allow unions there, or they just haven't become unionized?
They don't allow it. They don't even allow you to use the credit union. They wouldn't even take a credit union account.
What?
They signed an agreement, the same agreement too. So you know what's happened when the union is around, right?
Look like we're trying to open a little can of worms here today. That's what I like to do.
He's on the plantation. That's what happened. You know unions be on plantation.
Wow. That's news to me, man. Now you all gonna have me go do some investigation tonight too, man. I gotta go do my due diligence because I need to find out how many businesses here don't allow unions.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like unions, but you should not allow them.
But the thing about
it's the government. It's the government. The government. The previous government and these governments allow it, and see, you gotta realize, Naughty. Our people vote these people in all the time. See, they don't worry. They worry about the little things now, but they don't worry about the future for their kids.
Well, why don't we look at it?
My parents was in the hotel, and she didn't fight for it. So if I come in the hotel or this one in the hotel, I have to suffer for it now. So you understand where I come from?
Right.
So people don't realize that's not before I go. They don't realize that they cost a generation to suffer. When
yeah.
you do things to this.
And when you talk about previous administrations, I mean, we could say that all in sundry, who came before our party was privy to this, the onus now
mm-hmm.
is on today's administration to make it right.
Right. Yep.
That would
make
be a great legacy and a great feather Mr. Davis had if he could make this right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
You know? Because
if you want to stand, you need to make that right. If you could make that right, because people want it.
And I'll be honest with you, my biggest thing is for Bahamians to have a fear equal stake in the game and a level playing field and every opportunity to ascend in the company like everybody else does, provided that everybody gets the same playing field and the same perks.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means getting unions involved to ensure the Bahamians get their fair share, then that's what we need to look at.
Yep.
And the thing that the people who come from the X-Fox come, they in union over there.
Now, listen.
Their money don't change.
It's like Animal Farm a lot of times here in this country. Good for me, but not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that go.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty, listen to good, Naughty. They money don't change. If they have to make $30 an hour, when they come over here, that may go higher. And plus they get paid for the breakfast.
And they get the perks, they get the per diem, they get the living allowance, all of that.
The people who are in the little position, they have to go and rent cars. They ain't got no car. Some of them still renting homes, this and that, and all of the people are living up for free. And the thing with Naughty, they come over here, you know, it's the vacation. You know, it's to be waking and on vacation at the same time for years. You can't do that.
No, that has always been, you know, Some
I've been there that long time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You have, you know, you see the people I'm looking at, they're looking at these buildings for now. See me, I look at the future because I don't know how long I can live. I'm going to live to see 60, 70. If I don't deal with it now, you know, I can suffer later. And that's why they're suffering. That's why the people, they got to put, the kids have to put their parents in the old folks' home because they can't make their money. They can't take care of their parents because they don't know why. They cost it where, the place where, they cost it where you can't get what you need to get.
I you're making great points, man. I got some other texts and callers coming in.
Right,
I appreciate your contribution, man. That's good stuff. And I can do my homework tonight, man. Thanks for the heads up. Mm-hmm. And keep me posted, okay? Naughty, quick question for you guests before she leaves. A lot of people think that unions encourage or support compensation for non-performance of duties on the job. Is this perception unfair, in your opinion? And this is obviously, you know, question directed toward you.
Mm-hmm. I don't agree that when you say performance, you get paid for non-performance. I think you get paid for what you perform to do. Now, the problem is, I often say, if I'm not performing, then it means that my supervisor is responsible for me. Because we don't just wake at random. In most of our employers, the employees have a supervisor that should oversee to make sure that the work is done. And if the supervisor is doing their job, then the employee is definitely doing their job. But if you have a supervisor that don't care, allow you to roam, then you will roam. It's a matter of principle. And I say that right. I say that at the bank every day. If your supervisor is not going to supervise, what are you going to get from the employee under the supervisor? Absolutely
so
nothing.
Now maybe the supervisor needs a supervisor.
Exactly. That's what it boils down to.
Here's another one. Hey, Naughty, I work at Breezes, and they make us work a 45-hour work week, but we only get paid time and a half after 45 and not 40 hours.
It's a 40-hour work week. It's a legislation. It's a 40-hour work week. So then, and there's no union in Breezes.
No, and the workers said they only get time and a half after 45 hours.
And so what they needed then, because there's no union then they need to take their complaint, take their request to the Department of Labor. That's where the Department of Labor comes into play. For persons who don't have a union, the Department of Labor is your union. They're to make sure that you are treated fairly on the job. So I would say take your request to the Department of Labor.
This one is from Grand Bahama. With the sale of Alukai, will unions be allowed in their heads-up agreement?
That's for the government to answer. The thing about it is, I don't see why we would do a heads of agreement and exclude the union when in our constitution it says that every working member has the right to join
a union
of their choice. So if we're not going to allow it, then take it out of the constitution.
Now, I appreciate you stopping by. Now, you know you kind of
use my union
whisper now. So you know when I need union stuff, I call on you.
Not a problem. That's fine.
All right, but what you got before we go,
we wanted to talk about women in the trade
union. Right, that's what I wanted.
So let's say this. Women have always been in the trade union movement. From I was a little girl, women have been in the trade union movement. So we have women from the past, like...
I texted and said, how can women such as myself get involved in the trade union?
Women has always been involved. It's just that women have not always been in the forefront.
I think some of these texts are trying to get in and trying to get involved, like really involved.
But the thing about it is, women need to take their rightful places and get involved. Because women, we do the work. We in the back. Women were always secretary generals, probably assistant treasurers and trustees, and probably the third or the fourth vice president. But women have always been involved. And even with the men at the helm, women did the job. Women have always, we have the Risa Haller, we have Edith and Brista. We right down to Randall Fox, the fiber. His wife, before she died, was always involved. She would call you and ask you, what do you need me to do? What can
I remember
his daughter Rosalie
and all kinds of stuff.
Of course. His daughter Rosalie just this week called, Madam President, what are we doing? What do you need from me? Women is the backbone of the labor movement. Whether you like it or not. The men may carry the title, but the women do the work. And that's as simple as it goes.
All right. Well, now, how can folks find more information about getting into unions? Because the Texas said, look, there are a lot of unions. I mean, which one best suits me?
The thing about it in the Bahamas is we have what we call craft unions. So you join the union of your craft.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're in a hotel, you want to join the hotel union.
All right, Texas, okay. I think what you need to do is look, because I think your job definitely falls under the hotel umbrella.
Yep.
So you definitely, and it's a pool and beach kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely need to look at the hotel union.
Yeah.
All right, Naughty, you know what we're hired to do. Why not just do that to the best of your ability without the supervisor having to monitor you all the time?
We're humans. That's as simple as that. And not everybody does it. We humans, and if people don't lock down on us and make sure it's done, we don't do it. Or we have to do it and move on. It's our nature.
There you go. So, finally, Naughty, they need to look at environmental health and their union, because I'll be honest with you. You don't work unless you call playing dominoes all day working. Sorry for snitching, but it is what it is. That's where our money's going. Why can't they do something about that? Because every time they look up, they seem to be playing dominoes.
That's a
broad stroke right there, because I know some hardworking dudes in environmental. So I ain't going to let you say that.
No.
Maybe you got one or two that's unsupervised by
the
supervisor.
The ones who are on the truck, they may stay and play dominoes, but the trucks go out every day and people pick up the garbage. The thing is, you can't whip everybody with the same switch.
Yeah.
You could say, there are some folks. There are some people, but it's not everybody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, so once again, and let me reiterate to everybody who texted in, especially women who want to get involved. Remember now, like Ms. Mortimer said, we are craft-based unions. So if you're in the straw market and the straw vendors, that's an association. And then you need to figure out what union and so on and so forth you want to go from there.
Yep.
If you work pool and beach for a resort, then you're separate from jet ski and vendors on the beach. That's a different union.
Yep.
So find out which union is going to work the best for you.
For you.
Find out all the information and then join said union if that works for you. And if not, that's your right too. But then don't beat up on the union if you didn't vote, if you didn't join, because they represent their members.
Exactly.
So in order for you to be represented, you need to be a member.
Be a member of the union.
There you go.
Thank
you for stopping by. You know, the union always got a place here with me. Because, you know, I don't like people beating up on you unfairly. If they got to beat up on you, let's beat up on you fairly. But if not, then it's all good.
Yep.
And then we need to have you back because obviously, you know, and probably next week, we really need to talk what's going on at the Bahamas Financial Services Union.
That's not a problem.
Because, I got probably like 3,988,000 questions I need to ask about that.
Yeah.
You let it play out a little bit more and then we got to revisit it. So
not
I need one of y'all to come in and chime in. But again, thank you for being so candid and thank you for letting people know what's really going on with unions and how you can, you know, get involved, how you can join and how important they really are. And hats off to all the women who have been part of the labor movement over the years, because a lot of us men wouldn't be in the position we're in today if it wasn't for your hard effort.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, I know. My wife trained me that.
So but that's the truth.
But that is the truth. And there ain't no shame in my game, and I said. So thank you so much for stopping by.
It was a pleasure.
We'll talk again soon, all right?
Definitely.
All right, take care.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, we got, you know, some more great interviews coming up. We got Earl the Pearl. He's going to chime in. Peter Rahim is going to chime in, all right? And then, of course, you know, we're going to have a good conversation, a very candid conversation with Mr. J.J. All right? He's earned his second pro bodybuilding card, all right? So we're going to be talking bodybuilding on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads as we turn to sports. And I know Pearlie got plenty to say. Dodgers been playing good ball. Celtics made the finals. We got all that to talk about. All on the flip side of the break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All my sports Talking Heads. Go ahead. Chime in now. Let's get it.
Roddy Johnny's restaurant.
Style with elegant taste. The Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
you? When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 824-578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:27 p.m. is the time. So we're going to talk sports now. We got Earl the Pearl chiming in. Pearly, what's good? You all good, Pearly?
Man, some good stuff been happening. You know, that from that team, you self-exposed, Axi, whatever you call yourself.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I said some good things are happening to the team.
Listen, Earl, we could talk about that when we talk about the NBA. Listen, man, I have no problem with Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham is an excellent hire, in my opinion. Is Darvin Ham enough to make me, you know, come out of myself in post-exile? No, because LeBron is still there.
That's fine. Let's talk about what I really want to hear from you right now.
Well, we're going to get into it right now in a couple of seconds. But, you know, before we start, we got to do it like we do each and every day. We got to start with today in sports history.
Looking forward to this every day.
All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chapman Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Don't forget they got a different businessman's lunch special each and every day. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you for the week. 377-7776. Don't forget on Wednesday and Friday, they have happy hour, 5 to 7 p.m. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, they got breakfast, lunch, and dinner with breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right? Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chapman Plaza. Let's jump on in, Earl. Boy, this is a busy day today in sports history, boy. A lot of things happened on this day in sports history. 1890. Today's May 30th, 2022. On this day in 1890, Dave Fouts hit his first Dodger home run. How about that, Earl? 1894. He hit the first Dodger home run in 1890. Dave Fouts, all right? 1894, Bobby Lowe of the Boston Red Sox became the first player to hit 4 home runs in one game. We're still trying to find out if he's them Lowe's from Abaco. We'll see. 1911, Ray Haroon won the first Indianapolis Speed Stakes. The 500-mile auto race later became known as the Indy 500. 1922, Max Flack of the Chicago Cubs and Cliff Heathcote of the St. Louis Cardinals were traded for each other between the morning and afternoon games of a Memorial Day twin bill doubleheader. They played one game for each team.
That's funny, man.
1925, Peter DiPaolo became the first man to average over 100 miles per hour at the Indianapolis 500. 1927, Walter Johnson recorded his 113th career shutout. It was also the final shutout of his career. 1927, Jim Cooney of the Chicago Cubs. Jim Cooney of the Chicago Cubs became the sixth player to record an against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He caught Paul Wiener's line drive, stepped on second to double Lloyd Warner out, and then tied Klein Barnhart coming from first. So there you have it. Triple play unassisted. 1935, Babe Ruth of the Braves played in his final game. He went hitless against the Phillies. 1937, pitcher Carl Hubble got his 24th consecutive victory. In 1962, Pedro Ramos of the Cleveland Indians pitched a three-hitter and hit two home runs in a 7-0 victory over the Orioles. 1971, Willie Mays hit his 638th home run. He set a National League record of 1,950 runs scored. 1977, Dennis Eckersley pitched a 1-0 no-hitter against the California Angels. 1981, the Los Angeles Dodgers became the quickest to get 1 million people to attend games in a season. It took 22 games.
Yep. Not 4 million.
No. Yeah, there's 6 zeros. That's a million.
Yeah, there's 1 million. Yeah, I remember that. I know that. It's 1 million.
1982, Cal Ripken began a record streak of playing in 2,632 games. The streak ended on September 20th, 1998. 1983, George Steinbrenner, Yankee owner, was suspended for 1 week for his public criticism of umpires. 1987, Eric Davis of the Cincinnati Reds became the first National League player to hit three grand slams in a month and set a National League record of 19 home runs in April and May. And in 2001, Barry Bonds hit two home runs to move into the 11th place on the Major League career hit list with 522. So there you have it. That's what happened on Today in Sports there, Pearly. All right?
Wonderful.
And now we can exit out of that. It's all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And right now, we'll continue the conversation, because obviously, you know, it's time to get up into the home court report. And, of course, that's all your breaking local sports news and Bahamian athletes, you know, doing great things. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about the mix and match, 2 for $11.50 at your favorite BK location. You got the original chicken sandwich, the Big King, the Big Fish, and the 10-piece chicken. All you can mix and match, 2 for $11.50 at your favorite Burger King location. All right, and Burger King available for you for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. And joining us today, we got Peter Raheem in studio. Earl, Peter Raheem's in the building, man. Raheem, the dream's in the house.
I just want to say that if you were to combine all the championships for the Dodgers and all the championships for the Braves, you still wouldn't be able to get to the Yankees. Little sports fact there for you. Put it in your pipe, Earl. Smoke it good.
Oh, the Dodger-Yankee hate is strong here.
I know Marty, a lot. 27.
I hear him, Earl.
Jackson said it best. What have you done for me?
27's a big number, buddy. 27's a big number.
What have you done for me lately?
Hey, that's great. 27.
All right, Earl. I mean, just let me chime in here. What have we done lately? I mean, 33-15, still the best record in baseball.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we've done lately. Yeah.
Are we sure?
Are we sure? Would have you surpassed it? No, you're 33-14. You're 33-14. This is us. For all that talk. For all that talk. At the beginning of the year. And the Yankees slow start. And all that.
And all that money y'all spent.
Hold on. The Dodgers 33-14, right?
Right.
And the Yankees are 33-15.
Right, but
how do you get the best record in baseball?
Okay, you all have it now until we play tonight and you all buck your toe.
Okay.
But watch that tone in your voice. Put your inside tone on before I throw you outside, okay? Because you didn't have that tone the last couple of weeks when you was looking at us in the standings at us, okay? Now, number two.
That's why Peter's so good. Like some other people, I know, deflecting right into the...
No, but number two, the Yankees did not have one of the top five rosters in baseball and deemed number two overall with the best, most talented roster in baseball. Nor did they have a roster. You know, we spend, but you all outspend us this year too. So we're doing quite well for our, you know, low budget, underachieving 33-15 selves. That's all.
And
we have a robust, I could say the same thing about you.
But you better stop talking.
We have a robust 4.5 game lead over our second place team. You only have a 2.5 game lead over the Padres.
But I'm really talking about local stuff right now, right? I want to make a point about something locally, if that's possible.
Sir. Well, we were trying to do that, but you know, Mr. Random went random.
And then you got all into it. I was just trying to make a point. Move on.
Listen, I always can tell when you try to make a point. Listen, it's not a point, you know. I don't mind you making your point. It was the extra ingredients and seasoning that you had when you made your point. I thought there was a little salt. Little salzone in there, buddy.
Whole Morton.
No, man.
And I will plant full of salt.
All right. Well, I take it back. I misheard you. I'm using different headphones today. So
we haven't even got to the all-star break yet. What do we? Come on, man.
All right. Well, let's talk bodybuilding right now, because we actually.
I wanted to point out something, because I'm gonna. We have a little saying, and we never mess up a good story with the facts, but I can go with this part of the story. I like how Sheldon has listened to us and sometimes go and write stories that we direct him to write indirectly.
Listen.
Remember we spoke about, and I said that I was still concerned about John Quayle coming off with a slow start, but they're still winning and she's not putting up the numbers?
Well,
remember we spoke about that?
I mean, the only thing you could do is be flattered. That just furthers the proof that we are the Bahamian, Kornheiser, and Wilborn.
And it makes sense. Somebody's listening. And if Sheldon is listening, I mean, one of if not the top sports right in the country, just following our lead. I am so happy. Tell him I say happy.
You know what they used to be saying back in the day, you know? The naughty morning show. The morning show that other radio jocks listen to. Well, talking heads. The talking journalists listen to. I'm not at them at all. It's all good.
Okay, we'll go with that.
You know?
All right. Peter got some big dudes in
that there. I'm thinking, you know, he could definitely pick up a Swift or a Paso for sure. And I'm talking about my special guest today. You know, many times we talk about bodybuilding in the country, but it's always good to see Bahamians decorated. All right. And this is the first Bahamian athlete to earn pro cards from different organizations. So welcome to the show, Mr. Jason Johnson. Everybody calls you Jay. What you want me to call you, big guy? That's some big guns I see right there. So I'll start with Mr. Earl. Say you calling you Mr.
No, you can call me Jay, man.
All right, Jay. Well, listen, glad to have you on the show. And glad to, you know, bodybuilding. During the pandemic, you guys kind of went on a little, what I call, had to go behind the scenes, man. The gyms were closed. You couldn't get your workouts in. You had the distance and all. But you persevered through all of that. I see the bodybuilding is back in swing where it should be. And you have not one, but two pro cards, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what are your two pro cards affiliated-wise, affiliation?
Well, the first pro card what I achieved last year was the WBFF. It's a World Beauty bodybuilding show. Finished show was venued over Lannis last year. I was one of the behemoths that competed. Went there full throttle, went there and took first place and achieved my first pro card. The second pro card would be the IFBB Elite Pro Card, which is more focused in bodybuilding, which is my man physique category. I won that at Miami, at the Miami Prix, which is last year as well. So, yeah, I achieved two pro cards.
So now on the pro... Earl, speak up just a little bit, Pearly.
Just wanted to know what is this weight class?
Well, pretty much, we don't go by weight class. We just go by height. I'm usually in tall class because I'm 5'10".
Okay. So basically bodybuilding goes based on height rather than weight, correct?
It depends on which category that you're in. Like okay. My category, I'm a man physique athlete, so we usually get classed by height.
Okay.
So, man physique is more of a beach body look.
Okay.
Small waist, big shoulders, big back, big chest. Bodybuilding, the short guys with the swim trunks, they're usually classed by weight.
Okay. So there is a difference within the discipline.
It's different categories.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Grab this caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Natty?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner? What you got for me? We're talking bodybuilding right now, but what you got for me?
Yeah, I like to big up the bodybuilder still, you know. All pro athletes, you know. Enough respect, man.
And that part's not one, but two pro cards from different organizations. That's awesome.
Yeah, I picked that up, you know. I hope you do well, you know. You know, but you know, I go big up them Boston Celtics, man. What's your prediction, though?
I'm going to say it. I said it today. I'll say it again today. Listen, man, you know, I love the fact, the tribute from Jason Tatum to Kobe Bryant. You know, Kobe's my guy. R.I.P. Kobe. And you've had a good run. But I'll be honest with you, I had to say selfishly, which would juck LeBron more. And I'm saying, okay, I could go to route if I pull for the Celtics and say, you got 18. Look what LeBron did. Came to the Lakers, got him 17. But, you know, 1 year and three horrible other years, you know, it was a failure. Or I could go to route where I could really jump Bron sexuals and say, boy, Golden State won. Curry's now 4-2 in the finals in half the amount of trips LeBron took and got just as many wins. You know, who's the better athlete in the finals? And I could cause plenty sleepless nights for Bron sexuals and stuff like that. So, because of my hate for LeBron there, Gardner, I got to go with Golden State in six. Y'all are done in 18. You stay right there at 17.
Why? What, you know, why? And you guess what's his name?
Earl?
Yeah, what are you saying? What, you know, but why? Who we get?
Earl, he wants a second opinion. He don't like this doctor's opinion. He wants your expert opinion.
No, you didn't give me opinion. You only did. All you did was you pull you.
I can tell you right now, I'm a Laker. Yeah, I ain't like naughty who's, you know, go run away. I'm a Laker. So ain't no Laker can never pull for no Celtic. Let's get that part straight first.
You got sentimental, man. They talking about, you know, what are your expert opinions?
My expert opinion is?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
As a sporting person, I think that Boston got away yesterday. I really think that Boston got away yesterday. I think that a team that was limping, a team that was not at full strength, they should have put them away in six games. They didn't. They took them to seven, and they could have lost that game with Jimmy Butler to hit that shot. But if you know,
but that's my team of mind for mind. No, that's my team of mind.
Just let me just interject.
Golden State, got pedigree, championship experience. I think it's the better team, and I think Golden State will win it. The most it will go is six. Probably
yes. Don't forget Boston got playoff experience, too.
All right.
He never been to the finals. How many times? Four times? Or is it five?
Now, Gardner, let me just tell you how to wrap up in a nutshell, okay?
Got championship experience.
Y'all got injuries. Y'all went to seven. Golden State had time to rest. Klay Thompson found his stroke when it counted. Like Earl said, he could be lights out in the finals. And Smart can't cover everybody. All right,
smart,
and I think
smart got one job. That's to cover Steph.
And that ain't gonna happen.
Right?
You know that,
and
I know that.
And,
so
and Klay can't cover. Klay can't cover Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum.
Okay, but
right.
So
what's out of position now? You get Wiggins. What's his name? Grant Williams could cover. What's his name?
Okay.
Wiggins.
Robert
Williams here.
Okay, you talking? But I can call two names for you right now that you didn't address.
Who?
You ain't got no answer for Poole. None. Because
hey, Poole ain't got no defense.
Gardner, you asked me my opinion, right? Now, if it ain't your opinion, that don't make it wrong.
Okay, what's Poole's game?
All right, Poole's game is the fact that if you now said you're going to sell out Smart covering Steph Curry, all
right?
Right. And I'm telling you, Klay will be on fuego, so you got to pull somebody over there.
Klay on who?
Klay going to be on fuego. He going to be on fire. Klay going to be shooting the ball.
Who's going to be on him?
Y'all got to put somebody on him.
Who's going
to
be on?
Now.
You cancel out Klay. Let's cancel out.
Why are you worrying about Steph? Because you can need a double team on Steph, because Smart ain't going to get it done by yourself, so people got to rotate.
Okay,
then
let's cancel out the offense.
Don't cancel out the offense. You ask me why Poole is there.
Okay, let's say Steph.
Poole could be unguarded, and Poole plays defense.
Steph, right? And Tatum cancels out offensively.
All right.
Right? Okay, now. Klay and who? Klay, who cancels out Klay? Klay being themselves. Let's say Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown cancels out Tatum.
Okay.
Right.
At the end of the day, here's the other name. Here's the other name right now that y'all got to worry about canceling out, because I really want to finish talking bodybuilding. We got our gas here, Gardner. But
yeah, I understand.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
You all have no answer for Kevin Looney.
Hey, man.
Watch Kevin.
Remember I tell you that name.
Remember that name I tell you, Kevin Looney. Kevin Looney, dog.
Robert Williams.
Yeah, but Robin Williams don't have 100%. That knee is bummed.
So we had Grant Williams and what's his name?
Gardner. Arguing the Celtics with you is like arguing LeBron with me. I ain't gonna go away. So who's your favorite bodybuilder of all time? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Mr. Olympia, who is?
There was plenty of Mr. Olympias, man.
I'm no bodybuilding fan like that, but I'm an athlete, you know, and you know, a lot of like bodybuilding.
There you go. But I appreciate you chiming in. I say Golden State in six. Purdy say Golden State in six. What you say?
All the experts are saying Golden State or Boston in seven. It's 50-50 now.
All right.
So, you know, let's see. Nobody's saying six. I don't know where that goes.
I say six.
Remember what I said with Boston and Miami, right? I said six or seven.
Yeah, you was hedging your bets on Allen, but buddy, you hear him now? You hear him, buddy?
I know that you're doing.
I listen in.
I told you. I said I thought the Heat was going to do it. I take the road less traveled sometimes. If I got a bunch of people on the southern bandwagon, I can go the next direction.
For one bad
Jimmy Butler jump shot, a bad selection to shoot that three, we might have had a different conversation today.
You were talking about the bad three-pointers that was his name, Smart. And I'm saying.
All right, Gardner, be safe, man.
Yeah, man.
We can talk. Listen to my callers talking in Texas. And Gerald Stubbs is my favorite bodybuilder. Stop it.
Come on, Joel.
Gerald is a legend.
Yeah, he's a legend.
But really, getting back to the conversation, Jason, real quick.
Joel, like a big brother to me.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite people on earth, man. He could crush me with one hand.
Actually, the story, you see the little gray guy drive? I got that from
Joel. Okay. He used to work out. He used to lift that car in the backyard. That's how he worked out.
He actually lifted and he dropped it off. And said, take it. I said, no, I got to drive it. You know, but
yeah, that's how we go. But anyway, quick question now, Jason.
In my house, a lot of
time. Glad Joel came up. So Joel is the kind of bodybuilder that would go by weight class.
Yeah,
when he performs.
That'd be correct.
And you go by height. Now, what are some of the training methods that you have to go through in order to maintain, one, your training regimen, and obviously your physique, and how do you get in shape for major competitions?
Pretty much, I never take a break with my workouts. My workouts are always intense, on season or off season. On season is when you're competing for show. Off season when you're just relaxing, pretty much not watching your meals. So my training is always intense. Usually just winds down to the last. So when you're on season, when you're just changing your regimen, meal plan, pretty much it. And you have to have some type of genetics for certain categories. So someone like me, I won't be able to do the big, massive bodybuilding because I don't have that genetics, but I have more men physique and probably classic physique. If I really put on a little more size, I can probably do classic physique as well. But some of my symmetry, my genetics won't allow me to move into like the big bodybuilding area.
Now, are there endorsements in the kind of, you know, bodybuilding that you do in your discipline? Because obviously, you know, it's physical, it's fitness. And I mean, I've seen other athletes take that route and get the endorsements. So is it an opportunity for you to get endorsements in the States to promote products and so on and so forth, now that you have your pro card?
Yeah, if I do travel like in the States, there will be probably be an opportunity for me to get some endorsements, you know, in the States.
But basically what I'm asking you, is this kind of like a career for you? I mean,
Yeah, it's a career for me.
That's something that you would look to pursue to actually become a, you know, you got your pro card, so you may as well make it work.
Yeah, so I'm actually a personal trainer, so that's actually my career now, one of my main income. I'm doing a little bit of modeling as well on the side, so if any endorsements are out there that's willing to give me a hand, I wouldn't mind, you know, the help.
So you, for obviously endorsement deals, obviously modeling, obviously training, so on and so forth, and product endorsement as well, i.e., you know, workout gear, sneakers, supplements, so on and so forth.
Yes.
All right. And how can folks get in contact with you for training purposes? Because somebody just texted in. Does he have information for his training sessions? Is he private or is he at a gym?
Personal training is at the Gains for Life gym on Soldier Road. If you want to contact me, you could contact me.
Yeah, go ahead. If you want to give a number, I give that number. That's fine.
You could contact me on 432-5165 for personal training if you're interested.
All right, so when's your next event coming up?
I have like 3 shows I want to do this year. I don't want to discuss the dates because I like to, you know, moment silence.
Oh, related. Strategic.
Yeah, so.
All right, but obviously you have a calendar for the rest of the year. You will be attending events locally and internationally, correct?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phone line real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio.
Hello, Lada, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, this is Ellison.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. And just want to have a minute to talk about event coming up.
Okay, we're right in the middle of the bodybuilding interview, but listen, when is your event? It's on the weekend, correct?
It's this Thursday night.
Okay, this Thursday night. Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't I see the Roadmasters here tomorrow at 5 in studio so we can chop it up and break everything down and talk about it in depth?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. So
we'll see you tomorrow at 5.
We'll see you tomorrow at 5 right here at Guardian Oaksfield, and we'll chop it up.
Okay, Nelly. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. All right. Big up to my Roadmasters crew and doing big things with reach and everything, man. That's definitely a good look, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Go ahead, Earl.
Justin, Nelly. What would be a basic breakfast, lunch, and dinner day for you? What would you what and how much you would eat for breakfast? How much you eat for lunch, dinner as a bodybuilder?
Well, a normal breakfast would be for me would be like scrambled eggs with some cream of rice. Lunch would usually be like chicken breasts with probably one cup of rice. Then it'll probably be the same thing. I try to make it very simple.
So you got the portions. The portion have to be
size,
correct.
Yes. You don't want to overeat your meals. You want to always portion your size, your meal sizes, because that's one of the main things you have to do in bodybuilding. We don't eat for taste. We eat for purpose at the end of the day.
Okay.
All right. Here's a text to Naughty. Ask your guest. I'm 6 foot flat with Jordans on and weigh 175. Which class would I be in?
You'd be like in tall class.
You'd be in the tall class, Texter. Now you need to get to the gym and start working out.
Right.
Now, so you can get officially class. Go ahead, Peter.
Now, Jay, what is it like when you got your pro card, your first one? What was going through your mind? What did it feel like?
Well, honestly, when I got the first pro card, I didn't realize it was a pro show, to be honest. I was just going.
You went there.
I went there. What's up? Just
have fun.
And, when they announced that I got a pro card for the WBF, BFF, I was just not really surprised because I was just there having fun. That's one of the main things that I always, mindset I usually go on stage, just having fun. And I just, I don't really try to hurt my form or my competitors. I just have fun at the end of the day. That's the most important thing.
And how is it different the second pro card?
Well, the second pro card is more affiliated with Men Physique, which is a bodybuilding area. The WBFF is a World Beauty male fitness show. So it's like a formal wear runway, and then you're going to do a swimwear for that WBFF. The IFBB Elite is more Men Physique, which is a bodybuilding class, which you have to bring conditioning, muscle density, size, and that conditioning on stage.
So the first one was a bigger deal than the second one?
The first one is more of a normal beach body look for me and not really of some conditioning for me for that one. And when we say conditioning is like getting down to 3%, 4% body fat.
Wow.
Depleting water to your muscle. You want to be just shredded on stage. That's what they call conditioning.
But isn't that your nickname, Jay Shred?
Yeah,
is
that
that's what
they
call
you? Yeah, that's my thing, Jay Shred. Everyone go ask me Jay
Shred. Ask me to shred. He did that. Go ahead, Pearly, because we got to get you in before we get out of here. What you got?
What is your body fat, Jay?
Well, right now, currently, I'll say 8% body fat. I'm currently weighing at like 192 the last time I checked it. And, I'm like 5'9", 5'10".
Okay, gotcha. Scared to see with my 45, it's probably like 50%.
All right. So I need you to get back in. Obviously, you're working under the cloak of secrecy.
Yeah.
So post-event, we need you to come in and let us know what you did and so on and so forth.
Definitely.
And then obviously, too, whenever you got anything coming up with the gym, any programs, for youth or for the community in general or seniors that you're doing, to get out there and get them healthy and keep them in shape, let us know so we can get the word out.
Most definitely.
Can you just go over real quick how they can contact you?
You can contact me on 432-5165.
That's it? And at the gym, correct?
Oh, yeah, at the gym as well. I can't remember the gym.
At Gains for Life?
Gains for Life Gym, yeah.
Yeah, right. And then that's the personal number. So you could definitely, hit Jason up. And if you're interested in getting into bodybuilding, if you're interested in getting your kids in shape, if they have another discipline, they're in the off season, they need to get, in shape and maintain their cardio and stamina and working out, it's a great way to do it, all right?
Yeah. If you are clients with injury, I work with clients with injuries, I work with kids, we work with, anyone that's looking for a healthy lifestyle, and we always try to promote a healthy lifestyle for all ages, from young teens, adults, you know, old age. We try to get everyone into the gym, and I think that's one of the main things was what we need to do to fight with the COVID pandemic. What's happening right now, it starts with your health, you know, and what you eat at the end of the day.
So that's definitely something you need to take into consideration. And it's a good opportunity. And if it's a sport that you want to just do one-on-one for yourself, you can get in and challenge yourself. You don't have to worry about anything else. You challenge yourself and get to where you need to be. And obviously, you're staying in shape and you're living a healthy lifestyle. So that's awesome. All right, Jason, I want to thank you for stopping by. Greatly appreciate your time.
Thanks,
and we'll talk again soon. Peter, I know we'll see you tomorrow and the next day throughout the week. But we got baseball, man. Real quick, before we get out of here, a full set of games on tap tonight. We got some early games playing already. It's Memorial Day in the States. Brewers lead the Cubs 7-6. Well, they won 7-6 over the Cubs. Tigers beat the Twins 7-5. Cardinals took care of the Padres 6-3. In the seventh, top of the seventh, Phillies and the Giants tied at 2. Astros lead the A's 4-1 in the seventh. Marlins in the bottom of the sixth. Jazz 0-3 in that one. Late games today, 6 o'clock game, Guardians and Royals. 7-10, Mets and Nationals, Red Sox, Orioles, Cubs, Brewers, Rangers and Rays at 8:05, Diamondbacks and Braves at 8:10, and your guys, the Dodgers and the Pirates at 10:10, Pearly.
My Ace Bueller going tonight.
There you go. All right, real quick before you get out of here, we got 2 minutes. Let me get this caller when we go to the break, and we're into the break and into the news. We'll see you tomorrow on Talking Heads right after the break. Caller, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's happening,
my brother? You got 1 minute to get it in before we get out of here.
The call earlier, but anyhow, let me quickly say, I can say, the Brewers said Boston was never a factor. I remember him saying that on the thing. But I don't forget now. Boston stopped the two hardest fellas to get where he is. Now, I didn't like how that game ended yesterday. I feel bad because we should have. Guys are supposed to go down to that. Now, it could be a run-and-gun thing. If it come down to strictly defense, Boston could beat Golden State.
But if it gets into what you were saying earlier, if it gets into that track meet, if it gets into offensive series, then...
If they're running up and down and shooting, I think Golden State would get us in that. But if Boston slow them down, trust me, Boston will get them.
But I need you to be ready for tomorrow because Purdy already talking smack about the Dodgers 33-14 and the Yankees 33-15. So tomorrow we got to get him, all
right? Right.
He's a little salty today. You see, that's why I didn't really let him run on too much because the salt content was high.
I excited my signing at Darvin Ham and the
best. I remember him good when he said Boston ain't a Parker in the playoffs. I remember him.
Purdy boy, look here. Mr. Yankee ready for you tomorrow, man.
All right.
I'm ready for him. Thanks
for chiming in, and good luck tonight in that 10-10 game. I know you could be up. I can call you. I probably can watch that one, too.
I'll be up.
All right, so for Peter, for Jason, for Earl, and for, obviously, Ms. Mortimer, who was here early, and everybody who chimed in, man, great show today, Talking Heads. We'll see you again right here tomorrow on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And remember, if you can't be good at it.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in 3 mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new